Welcome to National Day Riff, a politically incorrect, tastefully inappropriate sketch comedy podcast. I'm your host, Sean Michael Byer.
And I'm Adam Carbone, the voice of reason. I keep Sean and everyone else in check.
Good luck with that. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are proud to present the soon-to-be Halloween classic, Thursday at 12:30.
It's like Friday the 13th, only at 12:15 the day before. Yeah, it makes sense.
Thanks once again, Captain Obvious.
Isn't Captain Obvious like trademarked right now by Allstate or something? I don't know.
No, that would be hotels.com.
First of all, bad joke. Second of all, I was just pointing it out for our slower listeners.
We barely have any listeners as it is. Let's not insult them, shall we?
True, but the slower ones won't even know that they're being insulted. So, it's fine.
Agreed. Yeah. Our spooky tale takes place at a cabin in the forest.
Oh, so it's like Cabin in the Woods.
Hey, Candy, you packed the brewskis, yeah?
Hold up, Brad. I gotta touch up my lips. Okay, what?
Did you pack the beer?
Oh, those two cases of microbrew IPAs in the fridge?
Yep.
Oops. My bad.
Well, shit. Who has a fake ID?
I got you covered, bro.
Come on, let me see it.
Gumbo, you the man.
Your ID says you're a 45-year-old Asian woman?
Zeke. No one actually looks at IDs. They just want to know you have one.
You're a 45-year-old Asian woman?
Hey, I had a sex and race change. That was a 2-for-1 special at the clinic.
And you don't look a day over 16.
Aw, thank you. I moisturize.
He's not 16. He's 19. He's totally, like, way over 21.
Yes, Einstein. I'm 45 with amazing skin.
His name is Brad, not Einstein. And he's my sexy boyfriend who plays quarterback for the Spartacuses.
Spartans.
Y'all get the hell out of my store before I call the stereotypical redneck beer-bellied about-to-retire sheriff who dies a painful but undeserved death at the beginning of Act 3.
Well, fuck me. Oh, man. We gotta find someone to buy for us.
Go wait in your Jeep. I'll buy you underage kids some beer.
Okay, hold the phone. How did you know he drives a Jeep?
Well, it's the only vehicle in the parking lot.
Oh,
bro, some IPAs would be great.
Sure thing.
After just a few minutes, the creepy man with missing teeth returned with a 30-pack of watered-down all-American beer for Brad and the gang.
How much do we owe you for the, PBR?
I was a kid once. It's my treat.
No. Sir, he specifically asked for IPAs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say something, little Miss Harara?
Oh my god. How did you know I was a cheerleader?
The pom-poms in uniform with Spartan jock squad across your chest.
Go team! Yeah.
Gotta roll. Thanks a bunch, Broseph.
Suddenly, the creepy man with missing teeth reached in and shut off Brad's Jeep.
Son, if you value your life, you will never, ever call me Broseph again.
Shit, Brad, I think he's reaching for a
breath mint. If I'd brushed my teeth when I was your age, I wouldn't have chronic halitosis.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of chronic, where are you kids headed?
Well, my sexy boy toy, Bradford.
Bradley?
Ugh, whatever.
Bradley?
Well, he rented the cabin in the forest.
Suddenly, the creepy man with missing teeth reached in and shut off Brad's Jeep.
Not the cabin in the forest.
Wait, there's more than one?
Give me the keys!
Statistically speaking, there are probably hundreds, if not thousands, of cabins in the forests across the United States of America.
Still a virgin, son?
Well, I'm 17, and the average American male loses his virginity at 16.9 years old, whereas American women are 17.2 years old, so...
You're still a virgin.
Yes.
If you kids are smart, you won't go anywhere near the cabin in the forest.
Were a group of teenagers brutally murdered there?
Did an escape psycho hold a family hostage?
Ooh, 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 ooh. Was someone ripped to shreds by a bloodthirsty, shape-shifting werewolf minotaur hybrid?
No, no. It doesn't have indoor plumbing. You'll have to sit in the woods.
Just like a bear. Rawr!
Let go! Give me those, toothless motherfucker!
After prying his keys away from the creepy man with missing teeth and a brief drive into pretty much the middle of nowhere, Brad and company finally arrived at the cabin in the forest.
Not the cabin in the forest.
Don't make me shut off your mic.
Dude, this place isn't half bad. I mean, minus the smell. Ugh, shit. There's no Wi-Fi.
Or electricity.
How am I supposed to blow dry my beautiful, not bleached, blonde hair?
While you and the bear are shitting in the woods, let the forest breeze dry your hair au naturel.
Oh, okay.
There's no plumbing, there's no Wi-Fi, no electricity. What are we supposed to do here?
Smoke, drink, and fuck.
Hey, that's fine for you two, but if Geek Squad over here plans to lose his virginity, it ain't gonna be with my sweet butter. Whoa.
Guys, I don't want to, scare anyone, but I think I just saw a creepy-looking shadowy figure with combat boots run by.
Oh, maybe it's like a delivery or something?
Oh, yeah. Hello, Amazon. Hi, we're in the middle of fucking nowhere. You're completely off-grid. Can you send your best creepy delivery man ASAP? Thank you.
There's no cell service either, Brad.
Thank you, Genius Bar. I'm gonna step out onto the porch, get some fresh air, and then get really stoned. If the shadowy figure comes back, I'll offer him a bong rip.
Like, you have got to be careful.
Who wants a beer?
This is some dank shit. Oh, my balls. That was awesome. Your lips are still just...
While Gumbo got intimate with his bong, someone or something was watching him from afar.
And I thought you were a pussy boy.
Nah, just a virgin.
It's like totally okay. Your time will come.
Oh, hey. What's up, shadowy figure with combat boots? Oh, you want to hit this? Okay.
Right. While you guys get frisky and I get frustrated, I think I'll chill with Gumbo on the porch.
Oh, shit. He dropped his bong again.
Guys, Gumbo's gone, and there's blood next to his smashed bong.
Uh-oh.
Gumbo! Gumbo!
Gumbo! Hell no! My hair is getting wet. I'll be inside.
Run!
Yeah, I am! My hair is gonna be a hot mess!
No, you stupid bitch! The shadowy figure with combat boots! He's chasing us!
Don't call me a bitch!
You're laying face down in the mud while a psycho is about to grab you!
I'm not getting up until you...
Thank you.
My bad.
Hey, yo, out there. If you like listening to National Day Riff, then subscribe. It's easy, bitches. And like us and shit and stuff. Blunts to Shauna, bro.
Zeke, where are you at? He got candy, too.
I'm in the basement. Come check this out.
This cabin has a basement?
Convenience, I know.
So, yeah, sorry about Candy. Hopefully she'll escape or something. Oh, watch out for the cat laying there. Or the rake.
Fuck.
And the tripwire.
So what's up?
Look what I found.
Whoa. Is that found footage?
Yep. It's a DVD. Has Jacob, 13 years old, written on it.
Oh, shit. Maybe it'll be a super important clue.
I'll just pop the newly unearthed digital video disc into this antique laptop computer that has just enough battery power left to play the DVD one time while sitting atop this dusty table with spiderwebs and sinister-looking tools that belong in a medieval dungeon.
Oi, it's Thursday at 12:30. Where is my Jacob?
Huh. She's standing in front of this cabin.
And there's a banner over the door. Happy bar mitzvah, our little mashugana, Lachaim?
Why would you have a bar mitzvah way out here?
The synagogue wasn't available?
If Jacob doesn't show up soon, I'm canceling the whole kit and caboodle. Honey, get me another glass of the menasheret.
Oh, fuck! It's him! Run! Run!
Where?
Help me climb through this tiny little window in the corner. And once I'm safely outside, I'll pull you through.
No time to argue with your flawed logic.
Oh! Made it! Zeke! Grab my hand!
I would! But I'm being dragged away by an apparently very wrathful adult version of Jacob!
No! What the fuck is that music coming from inside the cabin?
Havanagliya?
Havanagila.
Havanagliya.
Havanagila.
Havanagliya. It's an Israeli folk song, Judy.
Are you sure about that, Mr. Captain Smarty Obvious Pants?
It's like an Israeli folk song, traditionally performed at Jewish celebrations. Come on, you know this.
I know, fool.
I'm just trying to... Hey.
My ex-girlfriend's sister was Jewish.
Just trying to help, God. Hey, take a fucking hike, kid. Get out of here.
Welcome, Bradford.
Bradley.
Wait, whatever.
You must be Jacob.
Shalom.
Are you guys okay?
Oh my god. I've been like tied.
I'm high as fuck.
I've been tied up by an aspiring rabbi.
Other than a couple rope burns and a laceration or two.
Do I look okay?
I'm good.
Do I look okay?
Oi.
Do I look okay?
I distinctly smell the stench of fresh urine.
That would be me. I piss myself when I'm scared or spend the night at a friend's house.
Look, Jacob, I'm the Studley Star quarterback of the Spartacuses.
Spartans!
I can totally outrun you. I'll just sprint to my Jeep.
Hey!
Whoa.
Not so fast there, big man on campus. You and your tight ass is not going anywhere.
How'd you do that from across the room?
I'm the psychedelic kinetic killer in a horror flick. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Oh, that makes sense.
In all actuality, though, I use the battery-operated remote I have in my pocket.
Makes sense.
Hey, you see that bulge? No, not that bulge. The other bulge to the left of that.
Mm.
Hey, I'm gonna need you to turn your tight ass around, Brad. I have...
Thanks. I like work out.
I have to tie you up, too.
So... what are you gonna do? Torture us? Slowly? One by one?
Put bamboo shoots under our fingernails while playing a pan flute?
Or morph into a naked but well-hung half-man, half-cyborg from the future who looks nothing like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You know, those are some interesting options too, Ezekiel, there. But that's not what's gonna happen, okay?
Would you like to have your way with me, you hot, sexy, a tiny bit sweaty, stud muffin fiddler on the roof?
Excuse me?
Well, sometimes you have to take one for the team.
Wow, that's the most unselfish thing you've ever said in your entire life.
I know, right?
I love you, baby.
Hey, all right, enough. Wait, what is this? A fucking couples therapy. I was thinking of, killing all of you. But, you know, then I'd feel guilty. Oi, the guilt, always the guilt. But, I kid you. I miss my own bar mitzvah because I was stooping Regina Bernstein out behind the shed. And my mother, God rest her soul, my mother, she never let me live it down. And I told her, Ma, it was just the tip.
You lost your virginity at 13?
And she says, the tip, Jacob, the tip is still penetration. And I don't think that qualifies as penetration, really.
That's so unfair.
Anyway, I've been stalking this cabin ever since, terrorizing kids like you, attempting to transfer my guilt from me to you in perpetuity.
What?
Perpetuity. The state or character of being perpetual. An endless or indefinitely long duration. Eternity.
Huh?
This, my friend, is why you're still a bedwetting virgin, okay?
Excuse me, sorry to interrupt, but we still don't know what perpetuity is.
Perpetuity.
It's an endless infidelity, long duration sternity, you know?
Huh? Mm.
Kind of like the never-ending story.
Oh.
Oh, I love that movie.
Okay.
I have it on Blu-ray.
Fucking alliteration, man.
And that is my guilt-ridden story. That will eventually become a made-for-TV movie. According to my agent, I don't know. It's just a rumor right now, but...
Hold on a second, Jacob. Why don't we have your bar mitzvah right here and right now?
What? You do that for me?
Fuck yeah. Guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You betcha.
Can someone hose me off first?
I don't know what to say.
I mean, we don't have any Manischewitz wine, but we got ice cold PBR in the cooler.
Okay, well, all right.
Dude, I got at least a half ounce and a blunt mitzvah with your name on it in my backpack.
My mom? She uses kosher salt.
Hey, mazel tov. Hey, mazel tov.
We hope you enjoyed this dose of National Day Riff. I'm still your host, Sean Michael Byer. Until next time.
Hi. Do you think you can, untie us now?
Oh, sweetheart. No. You're surely gonna go straight to the police, okay? Now that I've purged my perpetual guilt, I'll have to finish what I started.
Please. I'll do anything. Anything.
Hey, honey, it's a podcast.
Please.
No one can see you batting your fucking eyelashes.
I'll do anything.
Anything?
With him, not you.
I kid. You're free to go. What a slut, huh?
I know, right?
Nice ass, though. Just like you.
Thanks. You know, I just try to be healthy. I hit the gym, I work out, take care of myself, count calories, grab my Fitbit.
You want to get a drink? Grab a beer? Maybe a bite after?